Tony Francavilla is the new regional plant manager for GM's three Lansing area facilities, and he's on the other end of our line. From one Tony to another, Tony, congratulations on the new job.
Thanks, Tony. Great to be here. Really glad to be part of the Lansing community.
Give us a little bit about your background.
Geez, I don't know. Do you have 20 minutes? I've worked in various cities here in the U.S. I've worked in, been fortunate to work in Wentzville, Missouri, and Pontiac, and Detroit, Hamtramck, and Flint, and now I'm here in Lansing. So really glad to be here. Great place.
Well, it's an exciting time for the Mid-Michigan area because, as you know as well as anyone at GM, especially in regards to the local area, there are trainees being trained for a new vehicle, which is going into production, and new jobs and new training, and that's an exciting time. Tell us about it.
Well, it sure is. You know, if you look at right now in the Lansing region, we've got a huge investment in the upcoming ATS, our compact luxury sedan that comes out later this summer. And in line with that new vehicle coming in, we're bringing in about 600 new employees, and those are the employees you're talking about. Really, that's the heart of our production system, is making sure that we have a strong workforce. This plant already has a great tradition of a great workforce, and we're adding to that.
So when will these new employees start making these new cars?
Well, we've actually started the initial productions already last week. As a matter of fact, I had the opportunity to drive one of these new ATSs for a couple hundred miles, and I tell you, they're great vehicles. Really, really can't wait for them to hit the road.
When we first heard about the ATS, which was some time ago, we went in great detail about it. Refresh our memory about this new vehicle.
Well, it's a compact luxury sports sedan. It basically is a younger brother of the very popular CTS. It's going to have a smaller engine. We're expecting to get in the low 30s as far as fuel economy. So, and it's going to have other variants of it that will be coming out down the road. So, it really is a way to start the crowds into the Cadillac family. It's a good starting point.
All right. Specifically, how many new employees will be working on this vehicle?
Well, we're taking on about 600 new employees that are required for us to build the extra vehicles. But, it's not like the way the plant is set up, all of the employees will be working on ATSs. So all of our, 1,500 employees that we have here will all be involved in building the new vehicle, along with the current CTS family.
Tony, when a new vehicle comes out, there's probably changes, additions that need to be made as you're in production. Tell us how that works.
Well, yeah, there's quite a bit of work involved in, modifying the equipment to allow you to build both styles. As you can imagine, you're producing one ATS and then another CTS and maybe a couple of other ATSs, so the equipment has to be modified to allow you to make those changes. And typically what we do is we work through the weekend. So we've had, some of our own employees and some outside contractors working here in the plant helping us get the equipment ready. But, again, that's really the small part. The big part of it is the training of our employees. When we talk about our investment, really we invest in our employees to make sure that they have the skills needed to allow us to run the new equipment, to allow us to build the new vehicles of the kind of quality we all expect from a Cadillac.
How many shifts will be working on this new car?
We're adding a second shift, so we'll have two shifts working on production of all the Cadillacs here.
All right, and what will determine if a third shift is added?
It'll be the popularity of the vehicle and, any other future products that we're looking at here to add to the plants.
All right. Tony Francavilla is the new plant manager for the GM's three new Lansing area facilities. Tony, thanks so much, and once again, welcome to the area.
Thanks again, Tony. Have a great day.